My next guest here to share what they are, how they are spending their time on stage. How about the sci-fi detective drama, The Nether or Neither?
The Nether.
The Nether.
That's right.
N-E-T-H-E-R, 37th season for Actors Theater. So we talk about it. Let's start with you. I bet you're directing this baby.
That would be me. Hi, I'm Randy Wyatt. I'm directing The Nether down at Actors Theater.
I'm Melissa Fortino, and I'm playing Detective Morris.
Ooh.
And I'm Russ Rosebaum. I play Papa Sims.
Yay! All right, take it away, Randy. When did this open?
Sure. So it opened last week. We're running this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it's been quite a ride. It's been 6 or 7 weeks of some of the just a really tightly written script, just a really amazing cast to be able to work with. It has been a wealth of riches for me for the last 7 weeks to be able to work on this play. So just real quickly, the play is about Detective Morris, who discovers the Nether is a evolved version of the internet. So it's got a virtual reality to a particular degree that we don't have in our time. So you think this happens like 10 years in the future or something like that, right? And within the Nether are a whole bunch of little communities called realms. And there's this one particular realm where some pretty dark desires are being explored. And the detective believes it needs to be taken down. And that's the main tension of the play. She discovers Papa, who created this realm. And she sends an agent into the Nether to try to take it down from the inside. And that's what the play is about. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, you've got a run this weekend?
Yeah, yeah. Tonight
already? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
yeah, I know. I was like, I was about to say Thursday. Oh, wait, today is Thursday, right? Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so we're hoping for some really great houses. Because last weekend we had Art Prize going on at the same time. But we really had some respectful houses, and they were blown away. They really were able to enter into this play. And it really socks you in the face. It's 70 minutes, so it's really quick. But it also is just so tightly written. I really respect how tightly the play is written and how much intrigue is stirred up by it.
Awesome. Melissa, talk about you and your character.
I get to play Detective Morris, and this is a character that's usually a male character in most storylines. And so for me, that's really exciting that I get to play such a strong female role. And she's very smart. She's got a lot on her plate in terms of what she's trying to tackle. But she's also a character with a lot of depth. And like most humans, she's struggling with her own issues and is trying to navigate that as well. And so there's a lot for me to dig into as an actor. It's been a great process in terms of the rehearsal process. Getting on stage last week was a lot of fun. And it's one of those roles where you can explore a lot through the text. And for me, that's really rewarding. And it's been a great cast to work with, too. Some of the things that have been different than other roles are it's the fact that my scenes take place in an interrogation room. And so there's a lot of tension. Randy's been really great as a director and has really pushed us to make sure that we're playing ball when we're in there and to keep score and to figure out who's winning. And so for me, that's been a lot of fun. It's been a mental sparring match every single night. We're in rehearsal and on stage. And it takes a lot of energy, but I love it. And I feel very thankful I get to do this.
What's the set? Is the set a single set or is it set change?
There are set changes. The set designer is someone that Randy knows quite well.
Robert Broadfoot. He lives in L.A. and works on TV and does theater for me whenever I go, please, Robert, please do this set. So the set is stunning. It is really amazing, and it transforms as the play goes on. So that's, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't normally say this, but totally come and see the set because it's so amazing.
It really is.
Yes. All right. Take it away with you and your character, buddy.
Oh, sure thing. Well, I play Papa Ann Sims, who is his online counterpart. Oh. So I play myself when I'm in virtual reality as well as in real life. So it's a physical workout as well as an emotional and actor one for me, too. So it's a tremendously challenging role, but super rewarding. And with a tight script like this and a fun cast like this, it Yeah, super powerful. So much fun.
Yeah,
yeah, that's too.
You
yeah.
do get to wear a cool
always a bonus.
Hat. I'm up,
yeah,
on the man. Up on the website, actorstheatergrandrapids.org, or certainly cut to the chase with the an easier atgr.org. Talking with you, Russell Roosboom,
mm-hmm.
and Sim. You're playing two roles here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How does that work?
Well, yeah, the one is sort of my real-life counterpart in the interrogation room doing the mental sparring here with Detective Morris. And then the other half is the Papa character I play in my hideaway online.
It's really interesting watching the dichotomy between these two characters because one is the one in the Nether, and he's kind of like the Willy Wonka. You know, he built his own realm, so he's programmed this whole world, and it's all, you know, he's in charge of it all, right? And then he comes back to the interrogation room with the detective, and he is not in charge there. So it's much more, you know, we see parts of his personality there that, you know, that you see, you know, that kind of wonderland. I guess I go back to that whole Willy Wonka idea of, you know, what if Willy Wonka was out of his element, you know? And so that I wonder about that a lot when we see that yeah. scene.
Melissa, are you working, your character work closely with Iris? Looks like played by a young Voca Ford.
My character does not. I work with Doyle and with Sims.
Oh.
Those are the two that I'm interrogating. And so Voca is actually in the hideaway.
Okay.
And she does an amazing job. She's really been a joy to work with and just get to know. And she's somebody that I feel like is like a young Natalie Portman. She's so smart and just very grounded. And
yeah, she's terrifyingly smart.
Yeah.
Like, she really is. She's one of those kids that you're like, oh, okay, all right, you're doing that too. Okay. Like, she's just really, really sharp.
That's great. Again, yeah. talking about what has opened on the stage. You're over at Spectrum, aren't you?
Yep, yes, that's right. Yeah. Down at Spectrum.
Yeah.
The Nether, yes.
And Doyle is played by veteran actor Michael Smolinski. I think you might know. Yeah,
I know
you know
Mike,
him.
Mike. Yeah.
He's great. And he and I have known each other for like 20 years, but this is the first time we've been able to actually collaborate together.
And Jake Mate plays Woodnut?
Yep. Plays Woodnut, yeah, who's another person he's the agent who goes into the Nether.
Awesome. What's your experience, Melissa Fortino, with either actors or our community theater?
My experience has been very positive. I adore Actors Theater in terms of the fact that they're actually doing pieces that are pushing the boundaries in a lot of ways. And as a theater professional, I'm very drawn to social justice pieces, but also children's theater. I think those two avenues are ways that we can actually make change and really help people. And so part of what I love about actors and always have is that that's their top priority. And they're also working hard to make sure they choose scripts that are challenging for the actors and rewarding for us to work on. And so it's something that we really get to sink our teeth into. And the last time I was on stage with actors was just over a decade ago, actually, and I got to play a lawyer. And so it's really fun that when I work with actors, I get cast in female roles that aren't necessarily traditional. And for me, that's something that has been very empowering as a female. And it's a lot of fun to do.
Detective this weekend. And your final word, Russell Roosboom, tell me about your experience here.
Oh, man, it's been fantastic. My theater history has primarily been in comedy. So to really get into a super deep drama part like this has been a wonderful change of pace, a tremendous challenge, and so ridiculously rewarding. I mean, this cast has been so much fun to work with. Randy's a great director, and the script stands on its own. So to bring it to life with Actors Theater has been amazing.
Okay. Well, don't forget the show tonight
beyond.
Thank you very much, Russell and Melissa, for your great roles. Randy, how do we find out more information about getting tickets?
You can call 616-234-3946. Adult tickets are $28, student tickets are $22, and if my Aquinas students are listening, and they should be, the $10 rush seats for students happens 30 minutes before each performance.
It's good to be a student in many ways. All right, guys, again, Brick Legs, Melissa, Russell, and Randy, The Nether, your last weekend to check it out on the stage of Spectrum Theater. Actors Theater doing great things. Take care.